Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.
It's the UEFA Champions League on Paramount Plus. Europe's top club soccer tournament. Champions versus champions. The best teams facing off in the knockout rounds.
Magnificent!
And it all takes place
while you're filling out financial reports at work. In the middle of your day, in the middle of your week. So use that second screen. Call in sick. Do whatever you gotta do to tune in Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Nobody watches the UEFA Champions League like us. Stream every match live exclusively on Paramount Plus.
This week's wild Champions League results left us with zero Premier League teams in the semi-finals, which just might have cost the Premier League a chance at a fifth Champions League place. The losses by Arsenal and Man City this week, along with the quarterfinal wins by Bayern Munich and Borussia Dortmund, have given the Bundesliga control in the race to be one of the two leagues to be awarded five Champions League places in the next season's competition. Those results, as well as Europa League losses by Liverpool and West Ham, have left the Premier League as a long shot to beat out Serie A and the Bundesliga to be one of the leagues earning five Champions League places. Very surprising there. Nico, a week ago we all thought the Premier League looked like they're going to lock that fifth place at the Champions League. But now things definitely changed it. Did you see that coming? No Premier teams at all?
Maybe a week ago, maybe even the round before, England was projected to make top two in this lineup, but clearly no one saw the Atalanta win over Liverpool, and more so a Liverpool elimination. Let me just explain how the coefficients work, because it might be confusing to a lot of people. There are two.
Suze is like, yeah.
I mean, even what Opta put out was pretty confusing. I think it's difficult to understand. There are two coefficients to decide the teams in next Champions League season, the next Champions League season. There's a coefficient that is over 4 years. And that one is done and dusted for the top five teams. The top five teams get four teams at least in Champions League. And that was Italy, Germany, England, France.
And so there's no moving more clarity. 4 years of their success in the European champs.
Correct.
Across all three of the tournaments.
Correct. And those teams are the ones that I just said. There's nothing that can change that top five finish. Everybody gets four spots. Then there's two extra spots that are up for grabs. Who is going to be the country that gets the fifth team? And that's decided, or the extra spot, let's call it. And that's decided based on this season's performance in Europe. Mm-hmm. You get 2 points for a win. You get 1 point for a draw. And from here on out, you get 1 point for progressing rounds, right?
Okay.
You divide those points, those points are attributed to your country, obviously, mm-hmm. and you divide those points by the number of teams that have participated in Europe this season, right? And then that's how you determine the average and whoever's on top of the average. And just given the fact that Italy, Germany so far ahead, and England have Aston Villa, who's probably maybe going to make it through, but West Ham, not too much of a chance. And Liverpool, not too much of a chance. So then, essentially, their hope is riding on Villa. But then they have to hope that Italy, who has four teams, Germany, who has three teams, falter.
Did that clear it up for you?
It actually kind of did. It's just, yeah.
Because you're looking at
it. Highly improbable that England gets more points at this stage.
Nico, the professor.
it does all make sense.
It's super complicated.
The amount of points that they get, like, that's where I'm like, okay, but I understand, like, the concept of, like, how this is worked, like, the setup of it. And this is all because there's an expanded field next year.
Exactly. There are more teams in the Champions League, and they had to attribute two extra spots. Yes. And it's going to go to one of the countries who already, one of the member associations who already has four teams mm-hmm. in the Champions League. So someone's going to get a fifth spot. And it's looking like
had Arsenal
Italy
won,
and Germany.
Had
there's
Arsenal
a chance
won, had
that
City,
they would have gotten five spots yeah. in England, which meant Tottenham would have made it into the Champions
League. Yeah, so you guys lost on purpose, so Tottenham wouldn't go to the Champions
League. So we're martyrs. Arsenal martyrs.
Is that what happened? Yes. Now
so wait
I get
a minute.
It.
Eric Dier and Harry Kane stopped Tottenham from getting into the Champions League. Crazy.
Whoa.
Crazy.
Wrap brothers, your right? head around that one.
Hello, everyone. It's Michael Richards here. You might have seen me on CBS working on their Champions League coverage over the last couple of years. I wanted to tell you about an exciting new podcast that I've been working on. It's called The Rest Is Football. It's me, alongside Gary Lineker and Alan Shearer, two absolute legends of the game. The show combines topical debate from the world of soccer along with outrageous tales from our careers. And I mean outrageous. Just search The Rest Is Football wherever you get your podcasts. All the best from Big Meats.